Jeja.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Sorry for the confusion, but we had one contestant come in late, so we just had to make sure that she was here in time before we started the show. We're all ready. This is Vidya, your host, and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after-school program with over 20 locations in the Bay Area. For more information on Safari Kid and their programs, visit SafariKidUSA.com. That's SafariKidUSA.com. Our own email is SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. You can write to us if you want to participate on the show, if you have some feedback on the show, some thoughts and questions. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is SafariQuizShow, of course. And if you haven't already liked us, I want to know why. Please go and like us on Facebook, Safari Quiz Show. All right, let's not forget our musical showcase. Michael, do we have our piece for today? Yes, so we have a musical showcase for our new listeners. We have a musical showcase that we play when we receive a recording from you of your child's music. The idea is to encourage children to learn music, whether it is vocal, instrumental, Indian, Western, folk, classical, doesn't matter. What we are trying to say here is, well done. Learning music is like learning a new language. It's always a great deal of fun and takes a lot of effort and practice and dedication. So this is just our way of saying good job. It doesn't have to be perfect. Can be an absolute beginner, can be somewhere learning in the middle, and can be an absolute pro. Just send us your MP3s or YouTube links to SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Today we have a special piece. We'll play that during our second break as we always do. We're also looking for sponsorship for our prizes. We're a really popular show. We'd like to have you sponsor our prizes so we can give better prizes to the kids who come on the show. If you're interested in sponsoring our prizes, you will get an ad, two ads to play during the show, as well as a personal thank you from me. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you're interested in participating, your sponsorship can be weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, yearly, as you please. So the time is very flexible. All right, so we have three fifth graders in the studio with us today. Let's get going and meet them. Our first contestant is Ayman. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So, Ayman, tell us what you've been doing in the last few months since you were on the show.
Well,
you're in a new grade.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun in fifth grade. We get to do new things like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we also had this cool field trip.
Where to?
To the Tech Museum.
Nice. Did you try out the earthquake simulator?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, everybody was screaming.
Everybody was screaming. Did you scream too?
Not really.
All right, Ayman, welcome back to the show. Our next contestant is a new contestant. He's Ayman's friend. In fact, Ayman has arranged all three of his friends to come on the show today, and we are very grateful for that. That makes Miss Deepa's job really easy. So thank you for that, and it's also, they're all friends, so there's a little more of an air of competition here because we have bragging rights outside of school as well. Our next contestant is Dax. Welcome to the show, Dax.
Yeah. I sort of feel a bit nervous.
Into the mic.
I sort of feel a bit nervous because I've never been
on a live show.
Yeah.
Don't worry. By the end of this, you're going to be a pro. All right, go ahead. So tell me about yourself. Where do you study? What do you do for fun?
Actually, I do a lot of stuff for fun. I play Little League, I do AYSO, and I play in like a basketball league. So, I do a lot of sports.
You got a lot of sports going on, and you're a Cub Scout.
Yes.
Cub Scout.
Ayman's in my den.
What's that?
Ayman's in my den.
Ayman's in your den. Yes. So, yeah, yes, Ayman and Dax are in the same Cub Scouts. So, what do you do? So, what is the best part of Cub Scouts?
The sleepovers, and the fact that you get to choose, and sometimes there's a bunch of fun, because... Like, maybe a month ago, so you had to make a cushioning for an egg, and it's going to be dropped. With only...
A parachute?
No. With only straws with the paper still on them and tape.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, so did your design work?
Everybody else is cracked, and ours cracked a little bit, but we were closer, so we won.
Not bad. So what is the secret of your design?
So... One of the kids in our den, he's really tall, his name is Albert, he told us that we should use the spike ball strategy, which is put the egg in the center and then put a lot of straws at the, on the end, and apparently it worked.
Oh, around it, like a cushion.
Yeah, like.
Oh, that is so smart. That's a smart thing to do. So Cub Scouts in the studio today, if you're interested in joining the Cub Scouts, do check it out. I think it's a great activity for kids, and they love, grow up learning some survival skills, and they, of course, grow up learning to love the outdoors. So that's great fun. Thank you, Dax, for being in the studio. Our next contestant is Anushree. Welcome back. How are you?
Good.
So tell me a little bit about what you do for fun.
Well, I go to tennis and I do Indian classical dance and play the piano.
Wow. Another very broad-based extracurricular activity set. So what Indian classical dance do you do?
Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam. Wow. How many years have you been learning?
5 years.
That's amazing. You must be really good.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of fun?
Yeah.
But is it a lot of practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to practice every day?
Yeah.
All right. Anushree, well done. All right. If you play the piano, then I want to see a piano piece of yours on the show. You'll send it to us? Okay. Good job. All right. I think we got off, started a little bit late. So let's get started with our categories today. We have 3 categories as usual. Let me go over the rules one more time for the benefit of Dax. We have 3 categories, 10 questions each. Dax, let me just show you. These are the 10-pointers and these are the 5-pointers. If you buzz, remember buzz, do not blurt out the answers. If you buzz on the show and your buzzer lights up, you get to answer the question. If you get it right, you get 10 points. If you get it wrong, you get minus 5. If you don't know the answer, the question will pass from Dax to Anushree, from Anushree to Ayman, and Ayman to Dax. Not back to you at the same in the same question, but it'll pass to Anushree. Anushree has the option of saying pass, in which case there's no penalty. But if she answers the question wrong, she gets minus 5. If she answers the question right, she gets plus 5. Same goes for you, Ayman. Got it? All right. Yes, you have a question, Dax.
Yeah, so how do you get 10 points and how do you get 5?
If yours is the first person buzzing in, you get 10 points. If it's a question passed to the next person, they get only 5 because they've had more time to think of the answer. And also, they have the option of saying pass and not getting penalized, but the person who rings in the buzzer does not have the option of saying pass. They will have to answer. Got it? All right, let's do a quick buzzer check. Ayman, Dax, and Anushree. Yep, everybody's buzzers are working. Michael is ready with our points. And the first category, let's get it over with, current events. All right, I'll give you plenty of supplementary clues and I think you guys are going to be just fine. So don't be scared of this category. Just remember to press your buzzer. Our first question in the category, current events. This former Secretary of State took the stage in the first Democratic debate for the 2016 presidential elections this week. This former Secretary of State took the stage. She was the only woman on the stage.
Hillary Clinton,
yes. Don't forget, she was the Secretary of State before John Kerry. All right. Question number 2. Drivers in this big city of Southern California were caught in a mudslide after torrential rains pummeled the area.
Los Angeles,
excellent. 10 points to Dax. We should get some water. Do you have any water? During the break, we will. Okay. Question number 3. U.S. aircraft bombed a hospital in this Middle Eastern country, earning the...
Afghanistan.
Very good, Ayman. 10 points to you. Question number 4. A court in London ruled that this popular ride-sharing app is legal.
Uber.
Uber. 10 points to Ayman. Very good. Question number 5. The president of this large Eurasian country has decided to help Syrian President Assad fight the rebels in his country.
China?
No, that is not correct. China is actually an Asian country. It doesn't have a leg in Europe. Question passes to Anushree. He's been bombing Syria to fight ISIS as well as the Syrian rebels. President of this large Eurasian country.
Pass.
Ayman?
Have.
Russia. Mm-hmm. Russia has a leg in both Asia and Europe. All right. Question number 6. Suicide bombings rocked this capital of Turkey last Saturday.
Istanbul.
No, Istanbul is not the capital of Turkey. Minus 5 for Dax. Question passes to Anushree. All you have to know is what's the capital of Turkey? Pass. Ankara. 5 points.
Isn't
excellent.
Two capitals of Turkey?
No, Ankara is the capital. Yeah. Question number 7. This popular airline faced a huge technical issue with its computers, which created long delays for its passengers. I'll give you an additional clue. Its name is made up of two directions.
Southwest.
Southwest. Excellent. 10 points to Anushree. Question number 8. Half of the Nobel Prize for Medicine for 2015 was given to UU2 from this country for her discovery of a chemical that can be used to treat malaria by looking at the traditional medicine of that country. UU2 is a name that should give you a clue, and also this country is very famous for its traditional medicine, from where the chemical was found to treat malaria. I'll give you an additional clue. The name of the herb that was used to treat malaria is, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Qingbao.
I think the country was China.
China, very good. Ten points. Qingbao. All right, question number 9. This German car company was recently in the news for making software in their cars that could cheat on emission tests. This German car company was recently in the news for making software in...
Volkswagen.
Very good. 10 points to Ayman.
I heard something about Volkswagen.
Question number 10. Recent evidence suggests this planet may have small amounts of liquid water...
Mars.
Anushree got it right. 10 points. Good job. All right, you guys were very well up on our current events. Now it's time for our listener question. Dax, I think you don't know this, but this question is not for you. This question is just for our listeners who are calling in from home. And we are going to give out our questions first. But first, let's give out our call-in number. It's 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Our question in the category current events is, October 12th celebrated this explorer who perhaps may not deserve the fame he has. October 12th celebrated this explorer who perhaps may not deserve the fame he has. All right, let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Columbus.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Vishwath Iyer and I think that the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Vishwath. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is Columbus.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil and the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
My name is Anushka and I think the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Anushka. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia and the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Sia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish and the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor and I think the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Ignor. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jake and the answer is Christopher Columbus.
Thank you, Jake. And Jake was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break now. It'll be Anushree's turn to pick our winner from all the correct answers. And we'll also see who got how much in the studio after we come back from...
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jiye ja!
Safari kiye ja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I have here in the studio with me Ayman, Dax and Anushree. And they are all friends and playing together in fifth grade for our episode today. And they've just finished the category current events. The listener question in that category was, October 12th celebrated this explorer who may or may not deserve the fame he has. The correct answer was indeed Christopher Columbus. And from all the correct answers, it was Anushree's turn to pick a winner. Anushree, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Vishwath.
All right. Vishwath, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question 1, October 17, 2015, and the rest of the information in the body of the email. All right. Let's look at the points in the studio. Ayman, how many points do you have?
45.
What about you, Dax?
10.
His mic isn't working. It is?
10.
Okay, and Anushree?
20.
20 points. All right, still very, very close. We have our next category coming up, which is idioms and phrases with white. With white. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do a buzzer check. Ayman, Dax, Anushree. All right, buzzers are working. Let's get started with our very first question. Something you say to make someone feel better but may not be true.
White lie.
White lie, 10 points. Very good.
Oh, my mic is off.
No, I can hear him. I can't hear Dax. Say, Dax, say something. Say testing 1, 2, 3 into the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I hear him. Okay. All right, next one. When something is boring, we call it boring or normal or common.
White bread.
White bread. Very good. 10 points to Ayman again. Question number 3. Question number 3 is an expensive but...
White elephant.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a story about this. We'll slow it down a little bit. So the question was, an expensive but useless possession is called a white elephant. Dax, do you know why? Do you know the story behind it?
Well, I don't really exactly know the story, but I know something about baseball that has to do with the white elephant.
Really? Okay, tell me.
So, longtime Giants famous manager John J. McGraw, at his point in time, there was only the National League.
Okay.
But when the American League came, he called it the white elephant because it was like something he said, like something that person doesn't want but they're stuck with.
That's right. That's exactly
what it is.
Their
manager, Connie Mack. Mm-hmm. But then it was the Philadelphia A's. Their manager, Connie Mack, took this as very amusing and so made the Oakland A's mascot a white elephant.
Oh, very cool. What a cool baseball story. So the origin of the story is as follows. White elephants are actually albino elephants. Mm-hmm. You know what albinos are? Animals that lose their pigmentation.
Yeah.
So in Thailand, or as it used to be called in those days, Siam, they used to be albino. If an albino elephant was born, it became the property of the king because they were very unique and special.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then, whenever the king was very upset with someone, a courtier or a minister, he would gift them the white elephant. And the thing is, because it's the king's gift, you have to take care of it really well. You can't sell it, you can't do anything to it. So then the minister or courtier would go bankrupt looking after the white elephant.
Ha!
So that's the origin of that story, of the phrase white elephant.
Very cool.
All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
So did you give him 10 points, Dax? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When someone who comes to the rescue is called...
A white knight.
A white knight. That's Dax again. Good job. Okay. Next one. Question number 5. When something is very pure, we say it's white as?
Like a white sheet or white as snow.
You just made it. Did you say white as snow?
Yes, white as snow.
I think you just made it in the white snow. Okay. 10 points for Dax again. Question number 6. People who work in offices are often called white? Time's up. Minus 5 for Dax. Question passes to Anushree. People who work in offices are often called white?
Men.
No, that's not good. You're too soft. No, minus 5. You did say men before. You have to return a 10. Yeah.
White collar.
White collar. 5 points to Ayman.
Hey, didn't he buzz his buzzer?
No.
No, it passes. After the first person, it just passes.
You don't have
to
buzzer?
No. Question number 7. When you are fearful, you are said to have white...
Lips?
Nope. That's not correct.
What?
Minus 5. Question passes to Dax.
Yeah, well, supposed to have like white knuckles.
White knuckles. Yes, because you are holding on to something so tight that the blood goes away from your knuckles. So it becomes white. Alright, question number 8. Covering up faults, somebody's faults is called? White?
White track? Like covering your tracks?
No, covering up your faults is called, so minus 5 for Dax. Covering up your faults is called doing what to them? Anushree, you have an idea?
No,
pass?
White out or whitewash?
Whitewash. Very good. Whitewash them. What is the first thing you said?
White out.
White out. Oh, white out. Oh, I see, I see. No, whitewash is correct though.
Okay.
Question number 9. When you get scared, you get white as a?
Ghost.
I'll accept it. White as a sheet would have been acceptable as well. All right. Question number 10. Last question in this category for our contestants in the studio. A very formal party is called a?
White tie event.
White tie event. Very good. 10 points to Ayman. And that brings us to the end of this category. This question is now for our listeners, not for the kids in the studio. Call in numbers 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. In the category, idioms and phrases with white. When you surrender, you wave a? When you surrender, you wave a? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Bubbly, and the answer is white flag.
Is it Bubbly?
Rublin.
Rublin. Lovely name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shelly, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I think the answer is white flag.
Is that Nikki?
Yes.
Thank you, Nikki. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kush, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Kush. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anaga. I think the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Anaga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yataz, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Yataz. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, someone there?
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a white flag.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Bubbly, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is white flag.
Thank you, Akriti. Akriti was the last caller. If you've been trying to call in and not getting through, then you know that that's because we're really popular and there are lots of people trying to call in. Best way to win a prize on the show is to participate on the show. If you're interested, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, we're going to take a break now. It'll be Dax's turn to pick the winner. Oh, yes, we have our musical showcase piece. Let's listen to that and then we'll go on break. Alright, so that was our musical showcase piece played by none other than Ayman in the studio. Good job, Ayman. I think your mic's on. Let's talk to you about a little bit about the piece. Tell me the name of the piece, first of all.
The name of the piece is called Pleasant Morning, and it is by Louis Strebog.
Into the mic.
Louis Strebog.
It's called Pleasant Mornings. Well, that did sound like a pleasant morning. But I have to tell you, the sound was very much like a xylophone.
Yeah.
How did you get that sound? What instrument was that, first of all?
It was actually a piano.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I have an electric piano. I still don't have a real piano. And then there's this setting on the piano where you can change the tone of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And for this song, I like this tone the best because it's like relaxing.
Oh, yes. It very much was. Was there a name for this tone?
It's called Electric Piano 2.
Okay, so it's supposed to sound like somewhat like a piano. It sounded very much like a very pretty xylophone. Mm-hmm. Or, as some people, Michael might know this, didn't it sound like those water glasses of water with the notes?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What it sounded like. It was really pretty. Well done. So how long have you been learning, Ayman?
Well, piano I've been learning for about 6 years, I think.
Okay.
But this song I've been working for like the past 2 months.
2 months? It's really pretty and played very well. Good job. So parents, if you want to send your child's musical piece, you know how to do that. Just write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, now we're going to take the break. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
All right, welcome back. That was a short break because our next category is going to take a little bit of time. It's a lot of fun. But before we do that, we have a few things to take care of. First of all, our second listener question was, when you surrender, you wave a what? The answer was indeed white flag. Everyone got it right. From all the correct answers, it was Dax's turn to pick a winner. Dax, who is the winner of our second listener question?
It is Anaga. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right.
You got it right. Anaga, congratulations. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, question number 2, October 17, 2015. And in the body of the email, your name, contact information, question and answer. All right. And let's see the points in the studio. I'm in.
80.
Dax?
35.
How did he lose points? He answered a bunch of questions in that one. Okay. Are you sure? That's it? Have you lost some points in the middle?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And Anushree?
25.
25. All right. So our next category is one we have never done before. This is an exercise in creativity and English grammar. So, guys at home, grab a paper and pencil. Everyone can play, no matter the age, no matter your level of knowledge. This category is called speedy sentences. Speedy sentences. What I'm going to do is give the kids a series of letters. What they have to do is make a sentence starting with the first word. Each word in that sentence must have the same series of words that I've mentioned. So that sounds really complicated. So how about this? If the sentence was jiye ja, sawal kiye ja, then the letters I would give them would be J, J, S, K, J. And then they would have to come up with a sentence based on that. Okay? We'll start with something very, very simple. We'll start with a very simple series of letters. Everybody's got their paper and pencils. I hope you have at home too. Our first sentence is I L P. Okay?
I love pie.
I love pie. Perfect. 10 points.
God.
Good job. All right. Ready for the next one? H. P as in Peter. B as in boy.
He pronounces butt. No, like B-U-T, not
B-U-T-T. Acceptable, acceptable. Yeah. It has to just make a sentence. You want to have a sentence of your own, you can share it. No points, but yeah.
He plays baseball.
All right, I hope you at home also came up with some cool sentences. All right, question number 3, getting a little bit tougher now. T, M as in Mary, W, T, S.
The maiden went to show.
The maiden
went to show.
Went to show. Doesn't make grammatical sense. I'm not going to accept that. No, you don't have to buzz. Just tell me the answer.
The maiden went to sing.
The maiden went to sing. The show would be a show or to show something. Right? All right, so minus 5 for Dax, 5 points to Anushree.
Oh,
all right, next one. Question number 4. C, A, E, D. Go for
Can
it.
Can you eat dingoes?
No, I'm not correct. The second word was an A, not a Y.
Oh.
A. Yes, Dax, it passes to you.
Cats always eat dogs.
You know what? That actually makes sense. It doesn't have to be factually correct. So 5 points to Dax and minus 5 from I meant.
Oh, man. I thought it was an A.
You're kidding. A. Yeah, it was an A, not a Y.
No, I thought it was a Y.
A. All right, next one. P as in Peter. P as in Peter. A as in apple. B as in boy. Go for it.
Peter Piper ate blueberries.
Perfect. Excellent. 10 points to Anushree. Good job. All right. Question number 6. I, the letter I, E, P as in Peter, E. Go for
I
it.
I eat pie.
I, go for it, Anushree.
I eat
Go for it, you have few seconds. No, blank, minus 5 from Anushree, and that goes to Ayman.
I eat paper enchiladas.
Okay, that's acceptable, acceptable. It doesn't have to make sense. 5 points.
You don't eat paper enchiladas.
Well, at least it's a food. Paper enchiladas, paper boy.
Pink eggs would have been fine too. Yeah, you can come up with whatever. It has to make sense and it has to be grammatically correct. It doesn't have to be factually correct. All right, question number 7.
Okay.
S as in Sam. L as in lamb. T as in toy. S as in Sam.
Study late this Saturday.
Study late this Saturday?
Yeah.
Perfect. 10 points to Dax.
You know,
good job.
This is fun.
That makes sense,
because
they do study
late
on Saturday.
Yeah.
Study late.
Oh. Okay, question number 8. D for dog. N for November. E, elephant. M, Mary. D and E, M.
Do not eat meat.
That's perfect. 10 points.
Wow.
It was fast. All right. Question number 9. Ready? B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy. B as in boy. B as in boy.
Boys, baseball. That's
false. It's not a sentence. Minus
it's
5. It's not a list. It needs to be a sentence. It has to make sense. Yeah. Go for it, Anushree. Think of the full sentence. Because if you start and can't finish, then it goes to Ayman. 1, 2, 3.
Babies, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Bat, baseball.
Okay, that's fine. Acceptable, 5 points. Last one in the category. H for Harry. C. C. T.
Harry can't catch torches.
All right. Excellent. 10 points.
I don't think anybody can catch torches.
Except torch jugglers. Okay. All right. That was the last category in the last word question in this category. Now it's time for our listener question. Call-in number is 510-270-8830. This one is a little bit easier for you, I think. It's a tongue twister. And the letters are S-S-S-S-B-T-S-S. S-S-S-S-B-T-S-S. All right. And let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pratyush, and I think that the answer is Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, Pratyush. That was a good one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu. The answer is seashells by the seashore.
At least tripped him up. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think my answer is seashells, but...
Go ahead.
Salesman.
Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and my answer is she sells seashells by the seashore.
Good job, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I came up.
Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kush, and the answer is Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, Kush, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushka here, and I think the answer is seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Anushka. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akruti, and the answer is Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Akruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sridhar, and I think the answer is Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Is that Sridhar?
Yes.
Thank you, Sridhar, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sally, and the answer is seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Sally. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Shreya. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ranjay, and the answer is she sells seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Ranjay. Welcome to the show. That tripped up a lot of people while they were just saying it. So you can see what a good tongue twister it is. Hello. Practice it 5 times at home. Yes, Anushri, go ahead. I don't know if your mic is on though.
Yeah, can I also
Hang on. Yeah, go ahead. You came up with your own?
I saw 7 socks but took 6 socks.
All right, that's pretty good. What about you, Dax?
7 ships sail seas, but they sunk somewhere.
That's a good one. And
7 seals sink so badly that ships sink.
All right. Good one. All the kids did really well coming up with their own interpretations. I think they've got the hang of this thing. As I said, this is just a way to promote creativity, really nothing to do with knowledge. I hope you had a lot of fun with that category. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question as well as who won our contest in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. The kids promised an ear blasting cheer this time and they delivered. But let's see first what happened to the last listener question. Our category was speedy sentences. I hope everybody had a lot of fun with those. As you can see, the kids in the studio came up with their own sentences, but the kids at home did mention the right ones, which were seashells by the seashore. And from all the correct answers, it was Ayman's turn to pick a winner. Ayman, who is the winner of our third listener question?
It is Kush.
All right. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question number 3, October 17, 2015. I've already got Vishu's email. He won the first listener question. So I hope to hear from Anaga and Kush right away as well. All right. What about the points in the studio? This was a great fun round. Ayman, how many points do you have?
90
points. Dax?
55.
And Anushri?
55.
Tied for second. Awesome. All right, everybody. Good job. Ayman, congratulations. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Saath mein guzarti rahe.
ek dusre
हुई है मोहब्बत मोहब्बत